This sportscast is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet, a three-time Chevrolet Dealer of the Year. Stop by Seguin Chevrolet today at 509 West IH-10. District 13-4A coaches tabbed a number of Navarro Panthers for the all-district football teams. Panthers sophomore quarterback Peyton Helford was named the district's Offensive Newcomer of the Year. On the other side of the ball, sophomore safety Tyler Risky earned Defensive Newcomer of the Year honors. Named first team All-District on offense were junior fullback Cohen Blunt and senior offensive lineman Cade Pugh. On defense, junior linebacker Luke Vogel was named to the first team. Second team All-District offensive selections were senior lineman Craig Hyman and junior running back Colorado Kenway. On the District 13-4A defensive second team were Panther senior defensive tackle Ian Garcia, along with Pugh and junior Braddock Galini at defensive end. The Panthers are led by head coach Rob Blunt. They advanced to the UIL Region 4 area round this past season. Navarro has reached at least the area round in each of Blunt's 7 years at Navarro High School. More high school football news. Seguin High School senior student athlete Gavin Gill announced on social media last night that he's received an offer to play college football at Hardin-Simmons University. A 3-year letter at linebacker, Gill led Seguin in tackles this past season with 69. The senior finished his career with 201 total tackles. Just last week, Seguin senior offensive lineman David Barron received an offer from the Abilene school. Hardin-Simmons is an NCAA Division III program. The Cowboys finished 10-1 in the 2024 season. They were defeated in the second round of the D3 playoffs by Mary Hardin-Baylor on November 30th. High school basketball, the Seguin Matadors off to a 2-0 start in District 27-5A play, and winners of 4 in a row are on the road tonight at San Antonio Lanier. Matador forward Corey Daly is coming off a career-high 36 points in a victory last Friday over Fox Tech. The junior is averaging 27.8 points per game during Seguin's winning streak. The Mats and Lanier tip off at 6:30 this evening at Lanier High School. Meanwhile, the Seguin Lady Matadors will look to win their second straight district game at home tonight. The Lady Mats will host Lanier. Tonight is whiteout night at Seguin High School. The game tips at 6:30 at the Seguin Student Activity Center. The Navarro Panthers will look to build off a victory in their final game at the Panther Classic Boys Tournament last Friday. Navarro is on the road at Gonzales this evening. Tip-off between the Apaches and Panthers takes place at 7:30 at Gonzales High School. The Navarro Running Lady Panthers, who won 3 straight to close out the Goliad Tournament over the weekend, are back at home tonight. The Lady Panthers will host Southwest Legacy. That game tips at 6:30 at Navarro High School. And Marion High School will host a girls-boys basketball doubleheader tonight. The Marion boys will look to keep their winning ways going tonight when they host Stockdale. The Bulldogs won their last 3 games at the Navarro Panther Classic Tournament this past Friday and Saturday. The Marion Lady Bulldogs will play Pleasanton in the first game of tonight's doubleheader at Marion High School. The girls' game tips at 6:15 and will be followed by the boys' game against Stockdale. Sports on KWED is brought to you exclusively by Seguin Chevrolet at 509 West IH-10. Find all their new and pre-owned inventory as well as exclusive deals at SeguinChevrolet.com. Chris Austin, KWED Sports.